Today's pop theology has an overemphasis on grace, on belief, only belief, on relationship, and an underemphasis on what God asks of us, what He requires in our ability to submit. Years ago, the key word was submission. Today, you don't hear that word. What we hear is relationship. Now, all those things are good, but I'm talking about an imbalance of a wrong focus. In 2 Peter chapter 3, which is a book concerning the last generation, we know that by some of the things said in it, Peter ends off by saying this. He says, just as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, wrote to you, as also in all of his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, do I hear an amen. Paul's writings are more difficult to understand than John's writings, for instance. That's why when you take Greek, New Testament Greek, you start out by studying John in Greek. You end off by studying Paul in Greek because his sentences are longer and have bigger words and are more complicated. So Peter, saying of Paul, he says some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort. This is 2 Peter 3:16, as they do also the rest of the scriptures to their own destruction. So some people that are unstable distort Paul's writings. Verse 17, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, lest being carried away by the error of unprincipled men. Now look up the Greek word behind unprincipled, which I did, and you will find lawless. And then it says, you fall from your own steadfastness. So some unprincipled people, untaught, unstable, distort Paul's writings. Why? Because they want to see what they want, what they're looking for in his writings. And then they carry away others into lawlessness. Is that happening today? Well, there are many people today who teach that the law was done away with. It was nailed to the cross. What God is looking for is merely belief in Him, rather than obedience, or the emphasis is that way. Where do they get those concepts? They get them from the writings of Paul, just as Peter said. So let's look at two verses in Romans. Romans, the third chapter, and verse 20. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. So people, this is a favorite verse for many people. By the works of the law will no flesh be justified. And as they think works of the law, well, that must be obedience, following what the law said. Or does it mean that? It says, no flesh will be justified. Let's talk about justification for a moment. If I was going over the speed limit and a cop saw me and pulled me over and gave me a ticket, how would I get justified? In other words, how would I get my record cleared? Well, there's a clear process for that. That process involves either paying the fine or going down and pleading my case and saying, well, it wasn't exactly like it sounds. So there are steps to being justified. In the Old Testament, before the cross, there were steps to being justified. To be justified, when a person sinned, he brought a lamb to the temple. And there he confessed his sin over the head of the lamb. He himself slit the throat of the lamb. The priest caught some of the blood, carried it in, sprinkled it before the veil. The lamb was put on the altar of sacrifice. And the sin was atoned for. That is, the person was justified. He was cleared. He no longer had guilt. And so what Paul is saying to the Romans, who were primarily Christians who'd been converted from Judaism, he says, you are no longer justified by the works of the law. The works of the law was what the Old Testament defined as how you get justified. Many of them accepted Jesus, but they couldn't let go of the methods for justification. And so Paul said, By the works of the law, that is the process of bringing a lamb, no one is justified. Rather, through the law comes a knowledge of sin. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.